早安。
You're stuck with me 2 weeks in a row.
你们要连着两个礼拜都听我的证道。
Let's pray before we begin.
让我们在讲道之前先一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢你的圣灵。
Father, we pray that you would unite your word and your spirit in our lives this morning.
主啊，我们向你祈求，今天早上你能够将你的圣灵、你的话语与我们的生活连接。
And Lord, that in doing so, we would become more like Jesus.
因为当你如此做的时候，我们就能够更像主耶稣。
That you would expand and extend your kingdom.
你也会扩展你自己的国度。
Help us, Lord, to be doers of the word and not merely hearers.
主啊，帮助我们不只是单单听到，更要行道。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Could we go to the next slide, please?
请换下一张幻灯片。
Yeah, I have had the privilege of traveling in a lot of different parts of the world over the last 20 years.
在过去的二十多年当中，我有幸能有很多机会到世界各地旅游。
I think in some ways I like to go to Europe most because that's where my ancestors came from.
也许因为是我的祖先是来自于欧洲，所以我常常喜欢去欧洲旅行。
And because I'm a pastor, I like to visit old churches.
也许也因为我是一位牧师，所以我特别喜欢去拜访一些历史悠久的教堂。
This church is in the city of York in England.
这是在英国约克城里面的一个教会。
It's said that it has the most beautiful stained glass window, at least the largest stained glass window of any cathedral in Europe.
这个教会据说是有最大的那种彩色玻璃窗，是欧洲最大的。
Yeah, and this is the interior. When you walk in, this is kind of what you see with the natural light, not the artificial light.
你们所看到这张照片，你就是当你进入这个教堂的时候，你就能够看到这幅景象。那个光线是自然光透从屋顶透过来的。
When they built these churches, they didn't have seats in them.
哇，当他们在建造这座教堂的时候，并没有座位。
They stood for the entire service.
所以参加崇拜的人都必须要从头站到尾。
So I guess you should be thankful this morning that you get to sit in nice, comfortable chairs.
所以我想你们大家都应该很感谢，你们现在是可以坐在这里来敬拜神。
But you could get 1,000 people standing up in these buildings.
这个教堂的建筑物呢，可以容纳1,000人都站在里面来崇拜。
And at one time they were full.
曾经它是充满了，就是充满了人来参加崇拜。
But unfortunately, now they're mostly empty except for tourists who come through to see what they look like.
然而很不幸的，如今呢，这个教会大部分的时间，这个教堂大部分的时间都是空的，只是偶尔有一些游客来充满它。
So what makes a successful church?
所以什么是使一个教会成功的因素呢？
It's a big, beautiful building.
是不是一个很宏伟的建筑呢？
At one time, there were lots of people that attended.
过去的确有很多人出席这座教堂。
But what happened?
到底是发生了什么事呢？
Was it a successful church at one time, and now it's not?
它过去是不是一个很成功的教会，但是现在就不是了呢？
Let's jump back to this side of the ocean and look at another church.
让我们来看下一个图片，这是在大西洋另外一端，就是在我们这个国家里的另外一个教会。
Have any of you ever been to Willow Creek?
我不知道你们有没有人去过那个柳溪教会。
At one time, it was the largest church in America.
曾经它一度是美国最大的教会。
That picture is their campus.
这张照片就是那个教会整个所有地的一个鸟瞰图。
I'm not sure exactly how many people it seats, but I know they've got around 25,000 members.
我想它曾经有25,000位会友。
And it's full every week.
而且每个礼拜崇拜的时候都是坐满了人。
But does that make it successful?
是不是这样一个教会就是一个成功的教会呢？
Will it become just like the cathedral in Europe someday, except not quite as beautiful?
它可能以后也可能就是像欧洲的那些大教堂一样。
There are a lot of different ways of measuring success.
我们有很多不同的方法来测量成功。
One of the ways that I think we can begin to think about a little bit is in a question that was originally asked me by the man who discipled me when I was a new Christian.
我想就是当我刚成为基督徒的时候，一个人训练我做主门徒，他问我这样一个问题。
And I still ask this question to all the students that I work with on campus at the university.
今天呢，我也同样用这个问题来向我的学生在这个校园施工方面的学生提出这样一个问题。
Go to the next slide. And this is the question. What are you going to be doing 10 years from now?
我的问题就是，十年之后你将会在做什么呢？
Now, it may sound like a silly question in some ways.
这个问题听起来好像是一个很愚蠢的问题。
But it's actually very important.
事实上，这是一个非常重要的问题。
Usually when I ask students this question, I get a response, I get two different responses.
通常我问学生们这个问题的时候，我通常会得到两类答复。
The response I usually get from the men revolves around their professional lives.
如果是男士们，他们的回答常常都是关于他们的职业生涯目标。
I'm going to be an engineer for Caterpillar.
有人说我将来想做卡特的工程师。
That is if Caterpillar still offers me a job.
Yeah, 那是卡特。
Or I'm going to be a medical doctor.
也许是说我想当医生。
Or a professor at some big university doing research.
或者是我将来想在大学里面当教授做研究。
That's usually the response I get from the guys.
我通常从男生们得到这一类的答案。
Now, this is not a sexist comment, but the response I get from the women is usually different.
我并不是一个有性别歧视的人，但是这以下是我常常从女士们的回答中得到的。
Usually the women say, "Well, I hope by that time I'm married and have a couple of kids."
通常女生们可能会说，我希望那个时候我已经结婚了，而且我有几个孩子。
And maybe occasionally they come around to talking about, "Well, maybe I'll do something professionally."
偶尔他们也会提到我希望我能够在职业上有所发展。
But the main point is the focus is almost always on something which they want to do.
不过你可以看见这个重点就是说这个回答总是在于他们总是想去做的事情。
So the next thing I do is I kind of turn the question around a little bit.
接下来呢我就会把这个问题稍微转换一下。
And I ask them, what would you do if you knew you were going to die tomorrow?
我就会问他们说，你如果知道你明天就要死亡，那你打算现在做什么呢？
And immediately the answers change.
马上的大家的回答就改变了。
Men and women alike say, well, I would want to talk to my family.
不管是男生女生，他们都说，我希望能够跟我的家人联络谈话。
I would want to contact my non-Christian friends and tell them about Jesus.
也有人说我希望能够跟我的不信主的朋友来非基督徒朋友来介绍一下主耶稣基督。
And that's always a good thing to hear that.
这总是一个让我觉得是一个很好很高兴听到这样的回答。
I've never yet had a student say to me, "Oh, I need to finish this project before tomorrow, so when I die, the project is complete."
我从来没有听到哪一个学生说我必须把我手上的这份研究报告做完，我必须在死之前把这个研究报告做完。
Well, then I asked him, "How would it be different if you knew you had a month left to live?"
我就会再问说，你如果知道你还有一个月可以活，那这有什么差别呢？你的回答有什么差别呢？
Well, their answers really don't change much.
但是他们的回答并没有太大的改变。
So now they say, I'd like to go home and see my family.
他们通常会说，我希望能够回家跟我的家人相处。
And I want to spend a little bit more time, you know, discussing important things with them.
我希望能花一点时间跟他们一起讨论一些最重要的问题。
And then I change the question again.
那我又把问题再转变一下。
So what would you do if you knew you had 6 months left to live?
你如果知道你只有六个月可以活了，那你将会怎么来做些什么事呢？
Then I start to get some bucket list type of answers.
那我就会开始得到一些答案，就是包括一个清单，他们在有生之年想成就的事。
Well, maybe I might want to go visit Hawaii.
也许我会想去夏威夷玩。
You know, things like that. It starts to change a little bit the more time that they have.
我们可以知道这个问题的回答会因着时间的长短而有所改变。
Then I ask him, what would you do if you knew you had a year?
如果我也会问你，如果知道你还有一年可以活的话，那你会做什么呢？
And then 5 years.
或者是五年。
And then 10 years.
还是说你有十年可以活，你要做什么？
We're back to the original question. What are you going to be doing 10 years from now?
所以现在我们又回到原先的第一个问题，从现在开始，十年之后你会在做什么呢？
It's interesting how in doing this little exercise with my students, they begin to think about what really is important in my life.
很有趣的是，在我们练习回答这样的问题的时候，这些学生们就开始思想到到底是什么是对我最重要，我生活中最重要的事情。
And they also begin to think about what really is important for me to do in the presence of God.
同时也会让我们思想到有哪些事情对我们来讲是很重要的，特别是在神看来对我们来讲是非常重要要去做的。
Because ultimately, what God wants us to do, what the Lord expects of us is where our focuses should be.
因为最终来讲是神希望我们做些什么应该是我们所要聚焦所在，我们应该要重视的。
Family relationships are essential.
家庭的关系当然是最基础的。
And even having job goals and priorities is important for us.
对于你的职业生涯有目标有规划也是很重要的。
I mean, God puts us in a specific context for a specific purpose.
神都会在一些确定的一个背景之下给我们一些确定的意义目标。
So the question is, what's God's purpose for us?
这个问题就是说神向我们的心意是什么呢？
Well, going all the way back to 1973 when the man who discipled me asked me this question.
让我们一起回到1973年当那个训练我做主门徒的那个人所问的问题。
He told me that God's priority for me as an individual and for us as a church should be to make disciples.
他告诉我说神的意思旨意对于我和有其他的这个基督徒就是说要为主做门徒。
I mean, we've looked in the past at this passage in Matthew 28 about the Great Commission.
就是在马太福音28章18到20节里面所谈到的训练为主训练门徒。
Jesus says, you shall make disciples of all the nations.
耶稣说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And as we think about our mission that God has given us, we are successful both as individuals and as a church to the degree to which we fulfill that commission that he gave us.
我们要想到说我们人生是否成功还有我们的教会是否成功就是与神所给我们的差派有关系。
In this passage in 2 Timothy that we're going to look at this morning, Paul gives us his understanding of how this is supposed to work for us in the church and as individuals.
在今天早上我们所读的这段经文提摩太后书第二章里面保罗就向我们展现他为教会所做的在这件事情上。
And so there are three essential pieces of this we'll look at. It's the plan, the pictures, and the power.
有三项要素在这里就是计划、图像还有力量。
So what's Jesus, through Paul anyway, what's Paul's plan for us, to fulfill this making disciples?
我们来看一看保罗的计划是怎样来使万国做主的门徒呢?
In verse 2, he says, the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
在提摩太后书第二章第二节里面保罗这样说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Okay, so there's a multiple step process here that Paul gives us in this passage.
就在这一节经文当中，保罗给我们一个多步骤，多步骤的一个过程，来做教人做主门徒。
Can we go forward next slide?
往前。
Yeah, right there.Before we look at what Paul is actually talking about here, it's good to think back on how Jesus did ministry.
我们在讨论保罗怎样训练门徒，我们先来看看主耶稣怎样训练门徒。
Jesus preached to the multitudes.
耶稣是向众人群众来传讲到天国的道理。
And in a sense, that's part of how Jesus made disciples.
这也然后主耶稣也是会训练门徒。
But that wasn't the primary way in which he did it.
那是他主要的方式。
As a matter of fact, it's something that most of us will never be able to reproduce.
但是主耶稣的方法是我们所不能够复制的。
I'd like to say that I've preached to groups of 5,000-10,000 like Jesus did.
我曾经跟是像耶稣所传讲的群众有更多的人来讲道。
The fact is, the largest group I ever spoke to had about 2,000 people in it, and I didn't get a real good response.
我曾经向2,000人之多的群众来传道，但是我并没有得到太多的回应。
So, I mean, the multitudes is not what we should be focusing on.
事实上这个群众并不是我们所应该专注的方向。
Jesus chose from those multitudes, so 12 men.
主耶稣选择了12个人。
And he began to pour his life into them.
然后他把他的生命都倾注在这12个门徒身上。
He taught them about the kingdom of God.
他向他们传讲神。
He showed them how to do ministry.
他向他们示范如何侍奉神。
He trained them and enabled them to do what he was doing.
他训练他们，使他们能做主耶稣所做的。
And was he successful?
耶稣是不是在这方面成功呢？
Yeah, pretty much so, I think.
我认为是相当成功的。
He lost one. He lost one.
他十二个门徒里面，他失去了一个。
But the apostle Paul comes along later and kind of refills that.
但是我们知道后来有使徒保罗来填补这个空缺。
But it wasn't just the 12 that Jesus worked with. He actually focused more on specifically on 3.
在主耶稣所训练的十二个门徒当中，事实上他更多专注在其中三位。
Peter, James, and John were with Jesus everywhere he went.
彼得、约翰、雅各，几乎是紧紧跟随耶稣到他所去的一切地方。
When Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were there.
当耶稣上山，在山顶变相的时候，那彼得、约翰、雅各在那里。
When Jesus went to heal Jairus' daughter, he only took Peter, James, and John with him.
当主耶稣去医治雅鲁的女儿，只有彼得、约翰、雅各跟随耶稣。
And when Jesus went into the garden to pray the night before he was crucified, he took Peter, James, and John with him.
在主耶稣要被钉十字架之前的晚上，他到客西马尼园祷告的时候，他也带着彼得、约翰、雅各在他身边。
And so you see that Jesus' focus became progressively narrower as he began to realize he was going to want to see all this continue to be passed on.
我们可以看见当主耶稣越来越接近他生命的终结的时候，他也就是特别着重在栽培几位门徒，以便能够把这个天国的使命传递下去。
Next slide, please. So Paul picks up on what Jesus did.
保罗也就是仿效耶稣所做的。
Paul's plan included for 4 generations to be considered at the same time.
保罗的计划事实上是包括四代的人来传递这个神国的工作。
The first two stand out, Paul and Timothy.
头两代当然是非常明显的，那就是保罗还有提摩太。
But Paul tells Timothy, don't, it's just not you and me.
然而保罗对提摩太说，并不只是只有你跟我两个人而已。
He says, I've taught you.
他跟提摩太说，我教导你。
And I've trained you.
我训练你。
In the presence of many witnesses.
在许多人面前，见证人面前。
But I want you to think further, Timothy.
然而提摩太，保罗说，我希望你能够进一步思想。
I want you to take what I have given you, and I want you to give it to faithful men.
我希望你能够领受我所传讲给你的，你能够再交托给那些有忠心的人。
But not just faithful men, faithful men who will be able to teach others as well.
不只是一些有忠心的人，而是那些既忠心又能够继续教导别人的人。
Now that sounds like, in a sense, Paul's focusing on one guy.
听起来好像说保罗的焦点就集中在一个人身上。
And that's exactly what he's doing.
这也的确是他是这样做的。
Because he wants to reproduce what he's done with his life and ministry.
因为他希望他在他的侍奉当中所做的能够继续的不断的繁衍下去。
But Paul's goal is always the entire world.
保罗的目标永远是全世界。
And he knew, because Jesus knew, that by working with a small number, eventually it will multiply itself into a much more significant work.
主耶稣知道这一点，保罗也知道这一点。如果他们要想把影响遍及全世界，他们必须要着重在少数人身上。
Next slide, please. Multiplication always works better than just plain addition.
我们知道加法永远是大过乘法永远是大过加法的剩余加法。
One example that I heard one time is that our hearts beat 31.536 million times in a year.
我曾经听到过说这个例子，就是说我们的心跳一年是跳动3,1536,000次。
And that's pretty good, isn't it?
听起来很不错吧。
When I think about the heart and how God made it, I'm just absolutely blown away by how good He is in His creations.
我想到我的心脏跳动这样运作，我就是真的是心里充满了对神的创造的奇妙的感谢跟赞美。
But if I could go out and I could drag one person into the kingdom of God with me every time my heart beat,
如果每一次我的心跳一下，我就可以到外面去抓住一个人。
It would take me 190 years to do it.
那抓住一个人来进入神的国度，那要花190多年的时间才能够把世界上的人抓进来。
So am I ever going to win the world for Christ?
我是不是能够为主耶稣赢得世上的人呢？
Not by me.
不是人要靠我。
Well, but Paul says it can be done.
然而保罗说这是可行的。
Look at the next slide.
我们看下一张幻灯片。
If we take Paul's plan to entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also,
如果我们照着保罗的计划，就是说教导一个人，这个人又能够把所承受的教导给其他忠心又能教导别人的人。
We see some incredible numbers.
我们看到一些让人惊非常让人震惊的数字。
And I want you to think about this in terms of comparing multiplying versus adding.
我们来考虑这个倍数成长，就是乘法跟加法的成长。
Let's take a scenario where I go out and lead one person to Christ a month, every month.For the next 34 years.
让我们来假设有这样一个情形，我每个月可以带领一个人来信主。
Yeah, I'd say that was pretty good, wouldn't you?
你是不是觉得这样算是挺不错的一个表现？
I have to confess, I don't lead one person to Christ a month every month.
然而我必须要承认，我并没有每个月能够带领一个人信主。
Matter of fact, I don't think I know any Christians who do that.
事实上我也不认得任何基督徒能够每个月带一个人信主。
But if I did that, at the end of one year, I would have 12 new Christians.
但是我如果能这样做，那一年之后我就带领了12位新的基督徒。
Two years, I'd have 24 new Christians.
两年以后我就带领了24位基督徒。
So at the end of 33 years, I'd have led 396 people to Christ.
所以33年之后呢，我就会带领了396位人成为基督徒。
That's good, right?
这是很不错，对不对？
Yeah, I mean it is.
的确，这是相当好的。
But that's not going to win the world for Jesus.
然而我们并不能够因这样做就能够把全世界为主赢得把全世界的人赢到他把他们赢到主的国度。
However, If I sit down with one person,
然而我如果坐跟一个人坐下来好好谈
and I teach that person,
我好好地教导这个人
and I equip them to do what I do,
我使这个人有装备能够做我所做的
the end of that year, I have 2 instead of 12.
一年之后呢我有一我训练了一位门徒而不是十二位信徒
But the next year, both of us go out and do that.
然而第二年呢第二年呢我所训练的这个门徒跟我我们继续这样做。
The end of 2 years, there's 4 of us as opposed to 24.
所以到第二年结束的时候那我们这里就有四位门徒另外一边如果你是出去传福音每个月赢一个人那你有24个人。
I think you can see where this is going, right?
我想你们大概可以看见这两种做法发展下去的方向。
Because by year 6, you catch up,
因为在第六年的时候这个你训练门徒所赢得的人数也就赶上了这个每个月传福音的人数。
And then you begin to exceed it exponentially.
然后呢这个门徒的增长就是指数成长。
And in 33 years, if everybody is faithful to entrust a faithful man who will teach other also, we've reached the entire population of the earth.
如果每一个被训练的门徒都是能够忠心并且也能够教导别人的人到了第33年的时候我们可以这个达让这个全世界的人口都成为主的门徒。
That's significantly better than 396, isn't it?
你们比较第33年的数字就是看见这个门徒用乘训练门徒乘法增长远胜过这个加法增长的396个人。
Plus now we have mature, trained believers rather than just baby Christians.
何况我们现在有很多非常成熟的基督徒来训练门徒而并不只是一些好像婴孩一样的基督徒。
Next slide, please. Now, it's unrealistic, I suppose, that every person is able to do this every year for the rest of their lives.It's unrealistic that we do this.
我们知道这个并不是那么实际哈。如果每一个人一辈子都能够持续这样训练门徒下去。
But if each of us would just make 6 disciples in our lifetime.
但是我这里有一个假设，如果我们每一个人一生中能够带领六位门徒。
That's not a huge number, is it? 6 is, it's manageable.
这个并不六位门徒并不是一个很大的数字，听起来应该是我们可以做得到的。
But each of those 6 then go out and do the same thing.
你所带领的六位门徒，每一位也都同样做，出去带领六位门徒。
It would only take 14 generations to reach the same number of people.
那就是只需要14代就可以赢得全世界的人。
Now, it's important to keep in mind the fact that this is like, what, 14 generations, biblically speaking, about 500 years.
就圣经上的原则来讲 ,14 代差不多是500年。
How long has the church existed?
我们的教会历史有多久呢
?About 2,000 years.
已经有2000年了。
I mean, it kind of says that maybe the church has not got its priorities right.
所以看起来好像我们教会并没有把这个优先次序的工作摆对。
Jesus' method is so simple.
主耶稣的方法是非常容易的。
Paul makes it clear as well.
保罗也是如此。
Next slide. Basically, we are to teach what we've learned.To someone else, we are to train them in any way that we possibly can, that we've learned, and make sure that gets passed along.
基本上来讲，这个方法就是说，我们教导我们所听到的教训，然后我们训练这些门徒，然后他们也能够继续交托，继续的把这个信仰传递下去。
You don't have to be a pastor to do this.
你并不需要成为一个牧师来做这件事情。
You don't have to have a theological degree in order to accomplish what you're being called to.
你也不需要一定要有一个神学学位来做这些神所呼召你做的事。
All you have to do is to be like the early apostles were and be willing to follow Jesus and do what he does.
你所需要做的就是像早期的使徒那样你就是愿意追随主耶稣。
Well, how do we do it?
我们如何来做呢?
We've got the plan. What's the picture of how we accomplish that look like?
我们现在有了一个计划，那有哪些图像可以帮助我们来真正的去做呢？
Well, the first of three pictures is that of a soldier.
第一个图我们看到的图像就是一位士兵。
Now, I put down, the soldier is self-disciplined. It should say self-sacrifice, instead.
这里幻灯片上写的说一位士兵是能够自制自律。事实上我想更想要说的是是要自我牺牲，作为一个士兵要自我牺牲。
Paul says, no one serving as a soldier, does whatever he wants to do. He does what his commander says.
保罗说身为士兵他并不是做他想要做的事，而是他要做他的指挥官叫他做的事。
In other words, as he denies himself, he's able to accomplish the mission that his commander has sent him for.
换句话说，士兵必须要舍己，他们一定要完成他的长官叫他做的工作。
Now, interestingly, you'll note the picture of the Roman soldier there, wearing the armor.
很有趣的，我们在这里看到一位罗马士兵的全副军装。
He's got this nice red cloak on, right?
我们看到有一个非常漂亮的红色的斗篷。
Interestingly, that was probably one of the most important pieces of clothing he owned.
很有趣的是，这可能是这个士兵罗马士兵所拥有的衣服里面最好的一件。
It kept him warm at night.
这个红色斗篷使他在夜间保持温暖。
It could protect him from the weather elements.
也让他们能够度过各样的天气。
To him, probably more important than any other reason, after he wins a battle, he gets to put all the booty he wins in it and carry it home with him.
可能最重要的是，当士兵们打胜仗的时候，他们抢来的得到的这些战利品，就可以用他这个斗篷把它包起来带回家。
But the interesting thing is that when the soldier goes into battle, the first thing he does is he takes off his cloak.
有趣的是当这个士兵到战场的时候他所做的第一件事就是要把他这个红色的斗篷给脱掉。
Why does he get rid of something that's so important to him?
他为什么不会一直穿着这件对他来讲很重要的一件衣物呢?
Well, one thing, it could trip him.
有一个原因就是说这个斗篷可能会让他行动不便。
Falling down in battle is a very bad thing to do.
你如果在打仗的时候跌倒了摔跤那就是很糟糕了。
The other thing is, he goes to pull his sword out, he gets his arm wrapped up in his cloak, he doesn't have a weapon.
另外他的剑也是在他放在他的身上。
So it's important for him to take that which was most important for him to get what was even more important for him.
所以对这个士兵来讲是很重要的要把他所宝贵的这个斗篷脱下来所以他才能够去得到对他更重要的事情就是打胜仗。
Being a soldier is very dangerous and difficult.
身为士兵他的任务是非常危险困难的。
It requires self-sacrifice and self-denial.
作为士兵你必须要有自我牺牲的自我否定的这个精神跟态度。
But that is a characteristic that's essential if we're going to be able to fulfill the plan that God has for us.
然而这也就是我们要能够实现神为我们所定的计划必须的原则。
The next picture is that of an athlete.
下面一个图片是一位运动员。
And the characteristic is that of self-discipline.
我们知道运动员的特色就是要非常能够自律。
Paul says that no one, unless you compete according to the rules, you don't compete in the game.
保罗说你们要在运动员比赛像比武都是要按照规矩不按规矩就不能得冠冕。
And you say, well, duh, I mean, every game has rules you have to follow when you're competing, right?
你可能认为这是当然是理所当然啦、所有的比赛都有它的规则你必须要遵守规则。
But when Paul was writing this, they actually had Olympic-like competitions in Greece.
当保罗在写这封书信的时候他们当时的确有类似奥林匹克竞赛一样的事情在当时的希腊。
Like modern games, they were incredibly popular and incredibly well attended.
就像现在我们这奥林匹克是盛大的竞赛有非常多的人参加当时也是如此。
And there was a strict regimen of preparation that you had to follow in order to even get into the game.
有非常严格的准备跟规定你必须要遵守这些你才能够有资格参加竞赛。
And so unless you competed according to the rules as you trained, you did not compete in the games.
除非你是按照这个竞赛的规则来训练，要不然你就是不能够参加竞赛。
And so Paul uses this picture to remind Timothy and us as well that we not only have to deny ourselves, we also need to discipline ourselves.
保罗就用这个图像来提醒提摩太以及我们，我们必须要能够自制自律，要不然我们就不能够做这些事。
And the final picture that he gives us is that of a hardworking farmer.
最后一个图像是一个辛勤工作的农夫。
I find that farming has changed a little bit since Paul's time.
当然现在的农夫的所做的事跟保罗时代可能是不大一样。
As a matter of fact, farming has changed significantly since I was a young child and a young man working on a farm and today.
事实上当我还是一个小男孩在农场上工作的时候跟今天的农场的工作也有很大的改变。
Today farmers ride in air-conditioned cabs.
今天的农夫可以坐在有空调的这个车子里面。
The tractors and the combines are basically programmed to run by GPS.
他们的那个拖拉机是有那个导航仪来帮助他们开到哪里。
So in case you wonder how farmers are able to have such straight rows of crops, it's not because they're driving it, it's because it's being guided by a computer.
你可能会奇怪说这些拖拉机农夫所开拖拉机在田里所走的路线都是这样的笔直不是因为那个农夫能够开得这么笔直是因为都是有这些仪器的帮助。
I can guarantee you, when I was working on a farm as a boy, when we were driving, we did not have quite such straight rows.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我们在农场上工作，我们的拖拉机走过的肯定不是这样笔直的路线。
And I would kind of, like when we would bale hay when I was in high school, it was such a hard job.
当我在高中的时候我有帮忙说把那个稻草捆成渣这是非常辛苦的工作。
We would have to pick up 50-pound bales from the ground, lift it up on a wagon that was going by, and stack them.
我们必须要把捆好的这些干稻草有50磅之重放到这个那个车马车上面。
And this is when it's about, you know, 90 degrees outside when hay is ready to be cut.
那时候外面的温度通常是有90度华氏90度。
And the tractor in front of us that was cutting and baling would be throwing out all this chaff, this dust.
那个拖拉机正在做那些砍稻草砍这些干草并且把它们捆成一捆那我所以有很多那些碎屑都吹在我们脸上。
So when you get done at the end of the day, you are absolutely exhausted and covered with chaff mud.
所以一天的工作结束之后你绝对是十分的疲惫而且全身都被那些干草碎屑所遮蔽。
I'd go home and lay in a hot bathtub.
就是很希望赶快洗个热水澡。
And when I got out, there would be that much dirt in the bottom of the tub.
当我洗完澡的时候，那个澡缸里留下很厚的一层尘垢。
And my mother made me clean it out myself.
我妈妈叫我把这个洗澡盆自己把它洗清干净。
But it was really hard work.
总之农夫的工作非常辛苦。
But there's benefits from hard work.
但是辛勤的工作也带来好处。
Paul says the hard-working farmer ought to receive his share of the crops first.
保罗说农夫辛苦劳作就应该享受这个初次收成的这个结果。
But as we involve ourselves in making disciples and we work hard, God begins to reward us as well.
当我们辛勤工作来带领别人成为主门徒的时候神也会给我们一些赏赐。
So the picture of making disciple pictures are they're not pretty.
所以这些图像帮助我们联想到这个训练门徒并不是非常非常让人愉快的。
It means that we're going to suffer hardship.
这就是说我们必须要忍受苦难。
Next slide, please. Paul says, "Suffer hardship with me, Timothy, as a good soldier of Christ Jesus."
保罗是这样对提摩太说的提摩太啊你要跟我同受苦难让我们一起做主耶稣基督的精兵。
I put just a few examples of how Christians are suffering around the world right now for being willing to make disciples.
在这里我列出一些例子，就是基督徒为了信仰的关系而受到苦难逼迫。
In Iran, Reverend Nasser Nawad is in prison just because he's a pastor.
在伊朗有一位牧师名叫拿瑟拿瓦德，他被捕就是因为他是一个牧师。
In Nigeria, a young woman named Leah Shaburu is just a Christian schoolgirl, but she was captured by she was captured by a terrorist group and has been a sex slave for years.
在奈及利亚有一位名叫利亚沙瑞布的女学生，她只是一个基督徒女学生，但是她就被当地的恐怖分子所绑架，那些恐怖分子绑架女学生，让他们作为那种性方面的奴隶。
And both of these people are just examples of dozens, if not hundreds of other people in the same situation.
这只是数以千计信耶稣而受逼迫的一些例子。
In Indonesia, there are, just yesterday, I heard that there are violent protests going on over church buildings.
在印尼我就昨天才听到有非常强烈的抗议示威，就是要反对这个要建造教堂。
In Pakistan, there's a woman named Azia Bibi who is on death row for having offered a cup of water to a Muslim woman.
在巴勒斯坦有一位基督徒女基督徒名叫亚莎比比，她就下狱被受迫害，只是因为她就是说给回教徒这些一杯水喝。
And of course, most of you probably are familiar with what's going on in China right now with church closures and destruction of many buildings.
当然你们中间有很多人也很熟悉，在今天在中国大陆上有许多教会都被关闭。
Our brothers and sisters around the world desperately need our prayers.
我们在世界各地的主内弟兄姐妹的确是需要我们的代祷。
They are willing to suffer hardship in order to accomplish the purpose that Jesus has given us.
他们是愿意忍受苦难以便完成耶稣所给他们的使命。
What are we willing to give up?
那我们是愿意放弃些什么呢?
Time?
时间吗?
Money?
金钱吗?
I mean, those are minor compared to what brothers and sisters are sacrificing around the world.
我们如果牺牲奉献我们的时间金钱比起我们世界各地的弟兄姐妹他们所遭受的苦难只是非常小 微小微不足道的。
But you know, we can't do this on our own.
我们知道我们并不能靠着我们自己来做这些事情。
If left to ourselves, it's just not going to happen.
如果我们就是靠着自己的能力来做事是不可能成功的。
And so Paul begins this entire passage in verse 1 by saying, Finally, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这一段经文当中他一开始就强调说你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
He says, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
要靠耶稣基督的恩典来刚强。
We don't have the strength in and of ourselves.
我们本身并没有这种刚强的能力。
But in Jesus, through His Holy Spirit, we can do all things.
然而靠着主耶稣基督我们可以做任何事情。
The word Paul uses here for be strong in Greek is dunamis.
保罗在这里所用的词刚强在希腊文里面是 dunamis.
It's the word, as you can see up there, that we get in English for dynamite.
这个字源跟英文的炸药这个字是同一个字源。
It has the picture of explosive power.
我们看到这里看到一个有炸药爆炸的那种 能量的一个图片。
But in reality, it's not so much like dynamite, but more like nuclear power.
然而事实上呢靠主刚强并不是像一个炸药爆炸那样的运作，而是比较像那个核子武器。
Used properly, a nuclear power plant can take a very small amount of material and turn it into power for hundreds of thousands of people.
像核子发电，如果你使用得当的话，你只要用一点点的原料，就可以核能发电可以产生许多巨大的能源。
And God can take incredibly apparently small individual or church and through grace turn it into something great and powerful for His kingdom's sake.
神可以使用一小撮人或是一个小的教会，来做非常非常有影响力，来做很大的事情。
Skip ahead two more slides. One more. There we go. So, I'd love to talk to you more, but I'm running out of time.
我必须省略一两个幻灯片，因为时间的关系。
So at a time like this, you're glad that we have seats and not standing in churches. Is that right?
记不记得有的教会是没有座位的，大家都要站着。
But it comes back to that question that I asked earlier. What are you going to be doing 10 years from now?
现在又回到我当初一开始所问的问题，十年之后你将会在做什么呢？
What is this church going to be doing 10 years from now?
这个教会在十年之后将会在做什么呢?
The goal is not necessarily to fill this church.
这个目标并不是说要把教会充满人。
And the goal is not even necessarily to fill this church with converts.
这个目标甚至不是说让希望教会里充满了悔改信主的人。
Both of those things are good.
这两件事情都是好的。
And both of them are important.
也是很重要的。
But...The thing that God calls us to do is to multiply our lives and the lives of others so that the gospel goes out into all the earth.
神的目标是要我们能够把我们在主里面的生命繁衍下去，在别人的生命当中彰显，所以说这个神的国度可以不断扩张。
You know, you can start with something very simple.
我们可以从非常简单的事情开始。
Make an agreement with the Lord that you will not leave church any Sunday without taking what you've learned and telling it to someone else.
你可以跟主做这样一个协议，就是说你每一个礼拜来做主日崇拜以后，你所领受的信息，你会跟周围的人分享。
That's not hard to do.
这个并不难做。
You just have to find the person.
你就是要找一个人来分享。
And you have to remember what you heard.
你也要记住你在崇拜中所领受的。
James says, though, we need to be doers of the word, not merely hearers.
雅各书里面提到我们不要单单听到，乃是要行道。
And Paul finishes by saying, consider what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
在今天这段经文里面，保罗结束的时候说，我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
Last slide, please. So, what is the church going to be doing 10 years from now?
所以我们的教会十年之后会做些什么呢?
If you are making disciples,
如果你能够训练门徒,
then you are going to be a success.
这个教会就是一个非常成功的教会。
Whether or not this turns into an edifice with beautiful stained glass windows,
不管这个教会是不是前面有非常美丽的这种彩色玻璃。
Or whether you become another Willow Creek with 25,000 members,
也不在乎于说是否你们教会会成为像那个柳溪教会有25,000名会员。
That's not what's important.
那些并不重要。
What's important for us is to entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
然而最重要的就是我们必须要能够交托那些忠心能教导别人的人。
As we go to communion this morning, I encourage you to ask the Lord how he can use you in this way of making disciples.
在我们领受圣餐之前，我希望你能够向主求问，让主让你知道你如果你能够如何为主做门徒。
It's a time to remember what Jesus has done for us.
这是一个时候，让我们来纪念主为我们所做的。
He gave his life for you.
他为我们。